Thank you. It is a real joy, blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. And we are thankful for the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us and saving us from a literal burning hell. I'm glad I don't have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. He became my personal Savior, my substitute, the propitiation, the atonement for my sins 40 years ago when I accepted him as my personal Savior. I gave up myself. I repented of my sins. I got broken, contrite, and I called on him for mercy and forgiveness of sin. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue-in-cheek. That's not just because sin caught up with you. Beloved, you got to get past all that and realize you're a sinner. Get remorse and give up yourself. Realize that if you don't get your sin forgiven, you're hopeless and helpless, you're going to wind up dying in sin and going to hell. So I realized that when the Word of God was preached to me. I repented. I turned from sin. I was sick of myself and sin, tired of the world and everything in it. Beloved, I said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Or Jesus, in my heart, I was saying, if you'll save me and forgive me, I'll love you and live for you the best I can. God saved me just like I was 40 wonderful years ago. Nothing in this world like knowing him as your personal Savior. I said, many a time I've always knew who he was, far back as I can remember. My mother instilled in me who Jesus was, he is, and was, and still is, the Son of God. And I knew that and was taught that as a little lad of a boy. Stayed with me as a young teenager, and then as a young man. And I got converted about 23 years old, and God done something inside of me I've never got over. The Bible said, therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, all things become new to you. And I'm not talking about a case of the do-betters and a case of the feel-better and turning over a new leaf, beloved, and joining up the church and getting in the watery grave and being baptized in the water. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about a personal experience in grace. And when you get saved, those things will happen to you. It will make you feel better on the inside, and your life will be changed automatically and completely. The things that you used to run after before you got saved, beloved, you won't desire that any longer. God turned me completely around. The old thing that I run after and sought after to satisfy my wretched flesh, beloved, they had no hold on me any longer. Those things didn't amount to anything to me. I had a new desire for the new nature, divine nature, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. For 40 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful, glorious, complete, perfect, powerful salvation. And beloved, I know that I'm saved. I'm going to heaven when I leave this whole world. When I get out of this vile body, the Bible said, the Apostle Paul said, for the Christian now to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He said, when this earthly house is dissolved, he said, we have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Thank God I know I'm going to spend forever in heaven with the Lord Jesus, not because I'm worthy, not because I'm something special. I realize I'm a nothing. There's nothing good about me. The only good part about me is Jesus, and that's the part I delight in. The Bible said we delight in the inward man. We don't have any confidence in this rotten flesh. I delight in the law of God, and his law we must meditate as a Christian both day and night. We might be like that tree that planted by the waters. Now, if you want to be a fruit-bearing tree, beloved, you've got to get planted down by the water. That is the water of life. You've got to draw from that water, beloved, and draw that strength. Now, the water signifies the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine. That's a way to mix you the world, but be you filled with the Holy Spirit. Every child of God needs a filling, beloved, and of course you get saved, you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You can't be saved without that. The Bible said, any man without the Spirit of Christ is none of his. When you get saved, that's an automatic, beloved. It gets alive in you. It transforms you, changes you. The Bible said, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you get saved, you'll be a new creature. The old things will pass away, and all things become new to you when you get born from above. That's a divine nature. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then, beloved, after you're saved, the Bible said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby as a newborn babe in Christ. You're not born mature. You're mature and perfected on the inside. That's where he abides. That's where he lives. But, beloved, outside, there's a constant warfare going on in the members. There's the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And, beloved, the Bible said, the Apostle Paul said, be not intoxicated with the way of the world, with wine, where it is excess. Don't be overcome, he's saying, with the flesh and with the world. Beloved, he said, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. Every child of God has a commission and a command, beloved, to get filled with God's divine nature. You've got to overcome your stinking self. Crucify yourself, die daily with the old desires of the rotten flesh. And I said that before, beloved, if you don't capture your thinking, I promise you, it'll capture you. Sin is bigger than all of us. We can't mix with sin. We can't outdo sin, beloved. We can't lay down by sin and not expect to be, beloved, consumed by it. Sin reproaches any people, the Bible said. It's righteous and exalts a nation. Beloved, you need it. You're saved by the grace of God. You need the word of vocation wherewith you've been called. You need to come out among the world and be separate, thus saith the Lord. Touch not and handle not, he said, the unclean thing, that I'll be your God and you'll be my people. Beloved, come out among them and be your separate, thus saith the Lord. I'm not talking about senseless. You're not a bit better than anybody else. Neither am I. Beloved, we're all sinners. It's just a shame of iniquity and born in sin. But thank God we've been saved by the grace of God. Thank God we're sinners saved by grace. I know it's made some of folks mad saying, you ain't just in your king back grave with that fool there on the radio station. He ain't got a lick of sin. Beloved, all of us are sinners. Everybody is a sinner. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep on a tray, but the Lord has laid your iniquities upon all, and by his stripes only can you get healed. The healing bomb, the chief physician, is not by any good thing you've done. Beloved, if you could merit salvation, if you deserve salvation, then Jesus died a vain death. There was and is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by him. For by grace are you saved, through faith in that, not of yourself. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I know what it's saying. Over there talked about that, of course, that the faith without works is dead, beloved. I know that when a man says he's got faith, he's got a real living faith, an unfinished faith, and beloved, there'll be some works there. There'll be some fruit for there. The tree's known by the fruit that it bears. Beloved, I know that, beloved. But you're not saved by work. You don't work to get saved. You labor because you are saved. The Bible said we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That's Christian unto good works. He saved us by his marvelous, amazing grace. That's an unmerited favor. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died in our stead. In our praise, he is propitiation, the atonement, thank God, for our sin. He that knew no sin became sin for us, so we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I know I'm justified. And worthy as I am, I should have went to hell. I, the song says, should have been crucified. I should have died, beloved, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place, bore my sins in his own body on the tree. He died for you. He sacrificed himself. He gave himself. The Bible said he's a sweet-smelling incense, a sweet-smelling Savior unto God Almighty, like to burn the incense inside the first place, inside the tabernacle, in the holy place. Not the holiest of holies, right full in into the holiest of holies, where only the high priest went one time, but that once a year, beloved, at the Day of Atonement, of course not without blood, for his own sin, and then for the sin of the people. He went in that, beloved, and he wasn't right with God. God had killed him. They had on his garment, he had the pomegranates at the bottom and bells. If those bells quit ringing, had a rope tied on him, the same when people was not right with God, God had killed him, and yet they had to drag him out of there, beloved. They couldn't go in. Only the high priest went inside the holiest of holies, beloved, in there to make atonement for his own sin, then for the sin of the people. When Jesus died at Calvary and gave up the ghost, the Bible said the way was made into the holiest of holies by the new and living way, which he that Jesus has consecrated for us, thank God, through the veil. He says that is to say his flesh, bearing our sin, his own body in the tree. Beloved, when he died, gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple, going into the holy place, the holiest of holies, beloved, was ripped from top to bottom, making it known that God had made the way, thank God, and Jesus had paid the price, and God's lamb and God's sacrifice, beloved, made the atonement. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Thank God, nothing but the blood of Jesus. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin, beloved. You can't be justified outside the justifier. The Bible said he was delivered all offenses, that's our sins, and raised again for our justification. We've been justified, thank God, freely, completely, and fully, beloved, by his marvelous, amazing grace. I love that good old song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, thank God, that once was wrong, but now I'm found. Was blind, thank God, but now I see. The devil had blinded my mind. Yes, sir, the God of this world had my mind blinded. And I'm glad the light, the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ, beloved, made a personal appearance to me. God spoke to me. God dealt with me. I'm so glad that Jesus found me for the Baptist did. Most Baptists, beloved, need to get saved. All they've got is a head knowledge and a lip service. They got a case of the do betters, a case of the feel better, turned over a new leaf, and think they're justified, qualified to get to heaven. What a shocking experience that's going to be, beloved, when they face the Lord Jesus in judgment without post the atoning blood. The Bible said outside the shedding washing of the blood, there is no remission for sin. Brother, that's what the book said, the Bible, brother. That's the infallible, unadulterated, pure, precious, perfect, and powerful. Brother, word, the man's not going to live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I love that blessed book, the Bible, to the Jewish people. They've got a veil even today over their heart. And when even the reading of the Old Testament, that veil, of course, was done away with in Christ, beloved. He took away that veil. He ripped that veil from top to bottom. He made the way into the holiest of holies when he sacrificed himself. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever, not just tongue and cheek and in mind, beloved, but in heart. That heart here means the soul, the depth of the soul. Whosoever believes in him that's in heart shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world, condemned the world. The world was condemned already. God sent his Son, beloved, to be the Savior of the world. Yes, he's the Savior, the Bible said, of all mankind, the Savior of all mankind, beloved. That is, all have become sinners, all are sinners by birth, all the sinners saved in iniquity and born in sin. There's not a just man, not a righteous man upon all the faith of the earth. All of us deserve to go to hell. But I'm glad, thank God, he, Jesus, took my place, bore my sin in his own body on the tree. When I couldn't get to him, it came to me. Oh, thank God, I'm glad Jesus found me. Well, the Baptist did. I'm a Baptist preacher, beloved. I'm certainly not going to boast on the Baptist. I'm going to boast on the cross and him crucified, beloved. I'm just a wretched sinner saved by the grace of God. I've got eternal life. Nobody can talk me out of that. Nobody can confuse me about it. I've got the witness on the inside. That'd be 40 years too late. Praise God. About to tell me any different, beloved. I don't know a whole lot, but one thing I know, I'm saved, 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 hallelujah. And the devil can't undo me. I'm under the blood. Thank God my sins are under the blood. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise under the day of redemption. I've got eternal life. I won't ever perish. And Paul said nothing would ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our lovely Lord. What a wonderful Savior it is. Beloved, I hope you'll get saved. I don't want you to miss heaven because you're just a poor, pitiful church member and somebody talked you into it. Somebody led you down the Roman roadway. Beloved, a road map. Beloved, that's a bunch of foolishness. You just need to hear the good word of God. Repent your sin. Turn your sin. When God deals with you, you'll call him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I promise you, he'll save you just like he does. And when he does, I'll guarantee you, you'll know it. And won't nobody have to try to coach into it, try to put it into you. The Holy Spirit will put it inside of you. And then it'll come on the outside when you really get saved. When you're a creature in Christ Jesus, old things pass away. All things are coming new to you when you get saved. It seems like time just about going right through us. Pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name. Amen.